This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, August 14. Fish for People. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 5. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. I was with a group of students on a service trip several years ago. We were doing repairs on some houses that had been damaged by a hurricane. None of us was particularly skilled at what we were doing, but we had all volunteered to be there and to work as hard as we could. Though we weren't the most skilled crew ever, we ended up accomplishing more than we were expected to. By the end of our stay, we all knew that Jesus had blessed our efforts and had made us successful in what we did. Though we did more work than we had imagined, our first response wasn't like Peter's. It wasn't a response of fear, but looking back, I think I can understand Peter's reaction. He and the other fishermen had been working hard all night and hadn't caught any fish. Then Jesus came along and told them to fish on the other side of the boat. The resulting catch almost sank their boats. That day, Peter got a glimpse of who Jesus is and how powerful he is. And that made him afraid. When God shows up, it can be frightening. When God works through us, it can be disorienting. But Jesus' response makes sense. Don't be afraid that God is doing amazing things through you and around you. Instead, take the amazing things that God has done and show and tell others about them. Share the good news of God's work and glorify Him. Pray with me. Lord and God, help us to respond to your work with excitement, not fear. And may we give you all the glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.